It's a good show.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah. If it makes you beauty, it can't be that bad. If it makes you a natch beauty, then why the hell you skip those ads? Welcome to Natch Beaut.
That was good.
Thank you, Jackie.
Welcome to Natch Beaut.
Did you sing a cappella?
Just now?
No, just in general.
Oh.
Like in your life?
Because
you have a beautiful voice.
I've never been in an a cappella group.
You have a beautiful
voice. I would have loved to
do that.
Like,
you could still do it.
I could still do it. You know what? It's only 1:17 p.m. in September. We might do it. Welcome to Natch Beaut!
Woo!
This is your host, the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the Queen of Creams, the gal with the freshest fringe in the game, Jackie Johnson. Get excited for today. I am joined by two fellow beauty podcast hosts. They always love serums. They say they're two friends that talk about serums. So they are the host with the most serums. Normally I'd say that's me, but the host with the most serums are here. They're the co-host of Forever 35, a podcast all about self-care. They are self-proclaimed wellness addicts. We're about to get to the bottom of everything. I'm so excited to welcome here today Dori Shafrir and Kate Spencer.
Thank you, Jackie.
I truly have been.
Can you even believe this?
No.
I mean, listen, I'm so excited. Thank you for being here, both of you.
I love your podcast so much.
Well, thank you for doing a collab.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on our podcast.
Yes. I'm honored. We had so much fun. I don't want to ruin it, but I did cry.
Spoiler
alert. I think that's safe to say. Maybe they're listening to this after that episode, so it's not a surprise.
Who knows?
Anyway, we're doing a collab.
We're
okay.
We're here.
So everybody pop over to Forever 35, listen to my app, subscribe. Then pop over, hear me, and hear Dori and Kate. Listen, welcome. Let's get down to it.
Okay.
We have time to waste. Sammy has a heart out. By the way, shout out to Sammy, the producer of Forever 35, who is recording this episode for me. So Sammy's got the VIP prize today.
You're the best, Sammy.
Yes. Kills it every time. Okay. How did y'all meet?
Tumblr.
What? Oh my God. Yes.
We're internet friends.
We were internet friends in 2008.
I had a Tumblr. I love Tumblr so much. Mm-hmm.
I followed Dori because she was a writer for Gawker,
mm-hmm.
and I was working in New York media, and Dori was like, you are a famous
in a very small corner of the world.
Take credit for it, Dori.
You know what? I'll take it. I take Tumblr fame any day.
And so I was like,
I wrote a profile of mm-hmm. David Karp.
Ooh.
So, and it was like
Tumblr
the first
founder.
Profile of him. And so I got really into Tumblr, like very early on.
I love
and
Tumblr.
Early Tumblr was like basically blogging. Like,
oh, yeah. But it was like rock star blogging.
I mean, it was.
The hours I spent pouring my heart
totally.
Into Tumblr.
Totally.
That was the first thing I would check when I like got to work and
Same.
Opened up my work.
Yeah.
I would be on Tumblr also all day long.
Yeah.
Right.
So Kate and I followed each other on Tumblr.
Okay, excellent.
That was how we met. I was a huge fan of her writing.
I'm fine.
From way back when.
Both of you need to stop being humble. Take the compliments, okay? You're both killing it.
But we never met IRL. Like, she was kind of in a UCB
mm-hmm.
world.
It was in the comedy New York
in
world.
New York, and I was more in, like, the media world, and we just never actually met.
Did
and
you then, ever send each other, like, Tumblr DMs?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think when Dori moved to L.A., we got together.
Yeah.
And then we started kind of, we would meet up. We started
yeah.
chatting about our
you
writing
You had a Tumblr
project.
Meetup?
We did.
I've been to a official. I've been to an official Tumblr
like,
meetup, by the way. And I met a guy and I went on a date with him.
Oh.
From
I feel
yeah.
like LA had like a real Tumblr
oh,
meetup
yeah.
scene.
Yeah, we had a moment.
That was must have been fun.
It yeah. was so fun.
Yeah, and then we started showing each other our writing.
Ooh, very vulnerable.
Intimate.
Yeah.
yeah, it was actually.
Yeah.
And we started meeting like once a month, working on these projects, and Kate, and we both wrote books.
Yeah.
Based on that.
Would not have written my book were not for the feedback from Dori, seriously.
Oh same.
God,
literally same.
Yeah. So then we were like, why not transfer that magic? To the microphone.
Onto the mics.
Oh, let's tickle these airwaves with our soothing
yeah.
voices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we just randomly, I like to just come up with ideas and I never follow through.
Same.
Dory can come up with ideas, but also can follow through.
Love it.
So when I texted Dory about, like, do you want to start a podcast? Fully, like, if it had just been on me, this would have never happened. But I feel like you really are the brains behind the operation.
Oh,
you get shit done. And
thank
so Dory really executed, like, knew what we would need. You didn't ask this question, but I'm just going to tell
it. No, it was my next question. I said, how did Forever 35 come about? So you are a mind reader.
I texted Dory and I was like, do you want to start a podcast where you're talking about skincare? Because I just feel like, you know, you're 40, Dory?
I'm 41.
41. I'm 39. After I had kids, I started to be like, oh, I need to do something that just makes me feel good.
Right. Because
it felt like the life was being sucked out of my
nipples. You give so much of yourself, right?
Literally.
Yeah.
And we're just, you know, you're getting older. You start to, like, be more serious about your sunscreening. And we would, like, swap tips about our skin and other things. And then it was like, well, why don't we just – I think also, like, because the world is so tumultuous –
it felt like a refuge
to
talk 100%. About skincare.
That's how I feel about
that
too.
100%. And your podcast is like, when I look at my podcasts and I'm like, well, there's my politicals,
right,
my true crime, and my, like, the comforting ones.
Right.
You're in the comfort category.
I like to I edit the T word out. It rhymes with
crump. Oh, yep. Okay.
I edit the T word out and I'm all about
Tulump?
Taking down
the word?
Yes.
Tulump?
I'm taking the Tulump out. I'm all about, you know, fighting the patriarchy. But for me, it's just, this is where you go to get a laugh, take your brain, turn the brain off, and just
a cozy chuckle with a friend.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm here for, baby. That's my gift.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, and Jackie, I have to say, I really, like, I admire you a lot.
Oh, thank you.
And I especially admire you that you are a solo host of a podcast.
Yeah, that's
well, that was
hard
strategic.
Work.
That was strategic. I just feel like, sort of what Kate was saying, like, I never followed through with what I want to do. Like, I was working out the other day at Yoga Booty Ballet, which
hey,
we're talking about on Forever 35.
Mm-hmm.
And during the class, I said, I want to host an aerobics show. I want to do a workout video. I'm not going to do it. How hard is that? I was like, you got to get somebody to choreograph it. You got to get the licensing for music. You got to film it. You got to edit it. You got to buy it, get a DVD. I'm not going to do that. I have all these grand ideas, and then I don't have the resources or the energy or the brains to do them. And I said, I never do anything alone. I always come up with an idea, and then I email my friend and go, you want to write this with me? And I said, I'm a grown-ass woman. I want to do this alone, and I did it alone. And I'm so happy.
And
I
aren't
did.
You proud
it's
of yourself?
Hard. Yeah. I am.
Being proud of yourself is such a...
It is. It feels weird.
It feels
it can
weird.
Feel icky.
Like, we don't let ourselves do it. And then
I mean, when you even asked me that in my head, I heard, no!
Well, you know what?
I heard, no! And I go, yeah. But my head goes, no!
I ask my kids that all the time. I have two daughters.
I love that.
And I do it because I read somewhere, like, it's more valuable... A lot of times kids will start to do things. Like, if you tell them that you're proud of them, they start to their behavior is just about, like, pleasing you. But if you ask them, like, are you proud of yourself? Then they're seeing that their action that they did or whatever makes them feel good. So I say it a lot in my home, which is why I think it just kind of comes out naturally.
You
know,
I love that.
I am raising two strong ass women.
I'm so glad. I love hearing that. It's so important, especially with daughters. Do you know Yamara Taylor?
No, but I know I would like to.
So my friend Yamara, I'll get her on here eventually, but she's very busy slaying it in Hollywood.
Yes.
She's a writer for the show Blackish.
And like a cool and lady. This is fangirling.
Her daughter, Reagan, I hope she doesn't mind me bringing this up, is I think she just entered fourth grade. On the first day of school, Yamara dropped her off wearing tights with her face printed on them and a shirt that says Reagan's mom.
Oh my God, that's so
fucking cool.
And
she's just like, I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of who she is. And it just made me, like, as a daughter, be like, wow, that is so cool. That the self-esteem that she's putting in her child and letting her know you're smart, you're beautiful, you're funny, you're great, I'm proud of you. It just, like, oh, it got to me. I was like, can you be my mom? Can we?
Yeah, seriously.
Can I start
put those
over?
Tights on.
Can I get some printed tights with my face on them, please? I mean, isn't that beautiful?
Well, I think self-esteem is so much of what is what makes us feel good, what makes us want to care for ourselves.
100%. And I think it starts young. It starts when you're a kid and how things
God,
go.
It does.
It does, honey. Well, listen, we've already gone way down something I didn't plan on, but I love it.
Here we are.
So have you two both been, I guess this kind of goes to that, have you been really into self-care? Forever? Or, as you said, Kate, it sort of happened after kids and... I mean, are y'all like glam gals? Like, you know
oh
what
my
I
God,
mean?
No,
like,
I'm literally in a muumuu.
Hey,
and
muumuus are chic. Muumuus are chic.
I don't think there's a, for me, it's like a nurturing element.
Yes,
not
yes.
necessarily, like, I don't know how to put on makeup. Mm-hmm. But I do like the idea of figuring out, I started at certain points in my life, I felt like I've lost myself a lot. And mm-hmm. so it's kind of like a grounding practice or implementing practices that connect me back to myself.
If that
makes sense.
I
can
love
putting
that.
Cream on do that? Yes.
I think you can.
Yes, it can.
It can help.
Because you're like, oh, I'm worth the extra 5 minutes it takes to fucking put on this 100%. Night cream. It doesn't matter if the night cream is $100 or
$10. Right.
It's more like, you're like, okay.
Cream is healing.
The
act of a cream
you're
is a ritual.
Yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, are you? Do you think you're a glam girl, Dory?
No. I mean, I think I had always had self-care rituals that I didn't like identify as such.
Right.
But it really, I think I became more mindful of it because my husband and I were doing IVF mm-hmm. for like 2.5 years. And I just found out I'm pregnant.
I heard on the show. Congrats.
Thanks. But that really.
That's so exciting.
Thank you. That whole process will knock on your
right.
ass.
Yeah.
And I had to like consciously come up with some self-care routines that were going to make me not go crazy. So I think that was when it really started.
Right. I hope this isn't condescending or whatever. Have you heard So Hard by the Dixie Chicks?
No.
Oh, my God, Dory!
Dory, you gotta
Are you
do
a
that.
Fan at all?
I like the Dixie Chicks. I'm not like a, like
Listen,
a, you know.
You know that almost all of them did IVF.
Oh, no, I didn't
they
know that.
They all had fertility issues.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The song So Hard, which is on Taking the Long Way Around, their comeback album after the whole... you know, George Bush
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
moment. I'm Not Ready to Make Nice was like mm-hmm. the big hit on that. They have a song called So Hard that it makes me sob. It's about struggling with fertility.
Oh,
you
wow.
got to hear it.
Right.
I've sent it to so many of my friends when they're
it.
Going through everything. I would sing it for you right now, but I don't want to ruin it. I would never give justice to that voice. Okay.
Is it Natalie Maines?
Yes, it's Natalie Maines. She's fantastic. Anyway. Check it out, everybody out there. It's a great album. Well, that's really interesting. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so here we all are talking creams, mm-hmm. talking serums.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You two love serums.
We, you know
That's
what?
Your thing.
We talk a lot about it. Or we like intro it, and then our podcast, I think we're expanding what our
yes.
opinions are of what it means to take
yeah.
care of
yes,
ourselves.
Yes, which I love. Because yeah. you can only talk about so many damn serums.
Still
exactly.
do love a serum.
Yes.
But yes, you're right. And also, like, I don't know. I don't know what the best serum
yeah.
is. I'm still experimenting on my
That's
face every fucking night.
Every night.
Yeah. I mean, and I think you were talking about this in your episode with the Fat Mascara Gals, is like when you start getting stuff sent to you and it's like trying stuff out, you need to give stuff like a month or six
For
weeks
sure.
to know if it's working.
For
so
sure.
It's like
nothing's going to magically
exactly.
change your whole damn
no.
face overnight.
Exactly.
Like literally nothing.
But don't we buy products thinking, like maybe it's just me. I'll buy a product and I put it on one night and I'm like, tomorrow
Same.
I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be glowing.
Oh, yeah. Which you can have.
Yeah.
Can you?
But is it psychosomatic?
I think probably.
Is it like you put it on and you're like, oh, wow.
Well, I think it's also the question of like, are you dealing with an actual skin issue?
Right.
Or do you just want to kind
maintain.
Of, yeah, maintain and look
yes.
a little glowier?
Yeah.
Because that's harder to quantify. If you have like bad cystic acne, you can
yes.
tell if like
right.
something's working.
And not overnight again.
Yeah,
it's
not
like
overnight.
You're going to slather yourself
exactly.
and then mm-hmm. be like, whoa, I'm cured.
Right.
Because
right.
that can be rough. I've been there myself. Acne is such a hard egg to
mm-hmm.
crack.
It's
so hard.
Fortunately, have not had to deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems really fucking hard.
It's so hard. It's so, so hard. And especially if it's a hormonal issue.
Yeah.
It's like, no cream is going to fix that.
No.
It's something inside, baby.
Yep.
So it can, shout out to everybody dealing with acne. I feel you. I mean, I did Accutane twice. So.
And does that work?
It did.
Yeah.
Accutane works.
But I don't know if I would do it again today.
Is it hard on the system?
Yeah. I mean, well, my dermatologist, which again, this is doctors, they want you to take pills. You know, they mm-hmm. get, I would say, you know, they want to heal you. They want to help. And
yeah.
a lot of times that means prescriptions. She said to me, because I said, well, the commercial says side effects include, blah. She goes, that's literally every medication. Every medication, there are side effects. Every single one. And that's just, it has a bad rep. I feel that a lot of the issues are when you take it as a teenager. Because, you know, our brains aren't fully developed until we're 21 years old.
And there's a lot of
chemical,
shit going on.
Any chemical you put in your body before you're 21 years old, I feel like might, you know, listen, follow your doctor, do your advice, follow, you know, do your research. I'm not telling you nothing. I'm not a doctor, okay? I'm trying to cover my bases. Can you tell? Can you tell?
Have to be careful, though, because you talk from your own experience. Right. And you're like, I am literally just a person in front of a microphone.
I'm a person in front of a microphone with no PR training. So, you know what? I always say explore every option and then try it. Go to the dermatologist and talk to them. There's so many things now that weren't readily available when I did it. Mm. There's lasers, which again, I don't know what they do, but just look it up, get some truth. There's herbs if you want to go the natural route.
Even acupuncture?
Acupuncture and herbs, maybe. I didn't try that.
No.
So listen, everybody, just shout out to you. Well, the reason I ask is because, you know, I wanted, maybe because it's Forever 35 and y'all love to talk about serums, I wanted to do a little serum gab.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, let's do a serum gab.
So what are we feeling? I brought some of mine.
Let's see.
I should have brought what I'm using.
I don't have a lot. Okay, so here's where serum goes in my routine. I do the wash, a toner, I do the eye cream, because if you put too much stuff and then you do eye cream, it blocks it.
Oh, so see, I do eye cream last.
See? I don't know.
Okay, interesting.
But you know, I'm like having an eye neurotic moment. Like I'm trying to
get
these
trying to get
eyes
in there.
Bright. I'm trying to get bright.
They're very bright.
Oh, thanks. So I do wash, toner, serum. That serum.
That's my routine.
Yeah.
And then moisturize.
Yes, same.
And then eye cream at the end.
See, I do eye cream after the toner.
Okay,
then
got
the serum.
It.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So let's talk.
When
about,
do you do eye cream?
Yeah.
Dory?
When do you do
I
eye
do it
cream,
at the
Dory?
End.
Okay.
Oh.
Listen, I don't know. It's a mystery to me.
But you know what? It's whatever works for you.
It's whatever
this is the thing.
Works for you. And I would argue maybe the serum would be good for your under eye, you know, depending.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get it up in there.
I get it up in there too, but be careful. I'm not a doctor. We're not doctors. Everybody be careful.
Be careful, guys.
With that serum. Okay, so what do I have right here? Have y'all ever heard of Dr. Sturm?
No, you're introducing me to so many new products I've never heard of. Dr. Sturm?
Guess how much this is.
Okay, hold on.
Guess.
Can I look at
this
it?
This is like Price is Right. This is like Drew
it's
Carey
right
here.
It's hyaluronic serum. It's made in Germany.
Ooh, you know I'm liking those Europeans.
Oh, it smells good.
Does it? I think it kind of smells like spit.
Oh, really? I kind of like it. I either want to say it's like a really good price point or it's like crazy expensive. What is my guess? I'm going to guess $68.
Okay, Dory, what's your guess? The closest without going over.
Oh, boy. What do we win?
What is it?
I'm going to guess $100.
Ooh. I think I win. I think it's lower.
Both of you are wrong. It's $350.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, my God.
Now, obviously, this was given to me.
I've never seen a serum that much money. Wow. That's exciting.
You know.
Capitalism.
That's why it's almost used up, you know.
So did doctors.
You can tell it's a nice. You can tell it's expensive because of the bottle.
It's a beautiful package.
Did they email you? Or
no.
Like, or did
no.
it just come in the
this
mail?
This was like a handed underground kind of moment. Like, here, take this. Well, I have a friend who works for the company.
Okay.
I don't think Dr. Barbara Sturm is giving PR out to somebody with 13,000 Instagram followers. I think she's probably got her height set somewhere higher, honestly, but I'm happy I got it. So I'm using it because it was very expensive.
And does it work? See, this is something we've talked about, like the feeling that because something is expensive,
right.
it's better.
Right.
Which isn't.
That's capitalism.
Yes.
That's our society.
It's a manipulation in your brain.
Yes.
Sometimes it is occasionally true.
But then I also say you get what you pay for.
Right, Sano.
Because
what's the answer?
A cheaper serum, like if you went to a drugstore and you got a serum, the grade of ingredient is lower.
Yes. Mm.
It's lower. It's made in gigantic batches in a factory in a big plastic tub. Like, I'm not shading any of that, but I do believe things are priced for a reason. Whether or not it makes sense.
Where do you fall on the ordinary?
I'm okay with them. I feel like most brands with a ton of products, hit or miss.
Right.
Yeah.
I really like that peel.
I haven't done
it. It's a red, like the red, I want to say AHA peel. You put it on, your face looks like Bloody Mary. Like you look like you went in the mirror in the bathroom and go, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. And then all of a sudden you appear. If you get that reference, did y'all ever do that? as a kid?
I don't know if I did Bloody Mary. I think we did the thing where you try to lift people with two fingers.
Oh, light as a feather. Yeah,
that does not work.
I got...
No, it does.
What? Mine worked.
Oh, yeah, we did it. It worked.
I had... My friend Anna was... Her fucking nose was in the ceiling fan. She opened up and goes, oh, my God! And when she did that, we all dropped her, and I got an elbow to my eye. It was the first black eye. Probably the only black eye I ever got. So I'm hardcore.
Whoa.
Basically what I'm saying. Basically, I'm telling you I'm a witch. So, bibbledy-bobbledy-boo, bitches. Okay, Dr. Sturm. So, does it work?
This is the question. Does it do? Do you like it?
I don't know. I like my face. I like how I look.
You look great.
I like hyaluronic. I'm, you know, everyone's saying, oh, it's moisturizing. It's moisturizing because it seals moisture in.
Yes, I think I need to try a hyaluronic.
Yes.
I don't have one.
Oh, honey.
That I know of, and I think I need to get one.
Oh, we got to get you one.
That I know of. Because sometimes I'm putting things on my face.
Same.
I don't know what this
same.
Is.
Same. But this is for my bougie honeys. This is for bougie honeys with a good job. You know, you have security in your life. If you want to try Dr. Sturm, we've talked about her on Nashville before.
Okay.
I mean, the products are gorgeous. And again, it's German, so it's all European grade.
Well, they have higher
settings.
Standards.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway.
How long did it take you to use that?
Ooh, I got this in January.
Okay.
So, but I don't use it every day.
Okay.
Because I, like we talked about on Forever 35, my episode, sometimes I want to try a new product, so yes. I'll put some to the side. But I'm trying to stop the graveyard. The product graveyard,
okay, Jackie,
it's a
yes,
struggle.
It is. I'm purged everything into a box, and then I think I'm going to give it all away.
Same.
I give it to friends and ask for a donation to a charity.
That's what I'm doing for my Nashville Honeys meetup.
Oh, that's like,
I wanted to do a product grab bag where it's like you either Venmo me money or you hand me cash and then you stick your hand in, you pull out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I love that.
And I thought it'd be fun. And if you don't like what you got, swap with somebody.
Right. Or
you
can swap. Holiday party.
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun. Yeah. I don't know if it's silly or not, but I thought it'd be fun.
Whatever. All you can do is try. I'm looking up my serum.
Oh, yeah.
Because I forget what it's called.
The other, hold on. Let me tell you my other one. This one's a lot. Have y'all heard me talk about Source Vital?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this is a Houston-based indie brand that you can't buy this at the store, but they custom make you a facial cocktail with all these different oils in it. And I'm obsessed with this. I really feel like of all the stuff I have, the $300 stuff, it's you can open it up and use it and smell it and put it on your hand because they make it to what you are looking to achieve. Like you're like, I want to brighten up. I want to work on wrinkles. I want to plump up. I have sensitive skin. You mix it to what you need, and my face drinks it up. You know when you put a serum on, you wake up, and it's still sitting on your face,
yes.
And your face just didn't like it?
Oh, this smells fucking great.
But you make it to how you want it. You know what I mean?
It smells like a spa. Yeah.
I love it. And it's, I think it's like $40, $45, but you can like sign up for their email and get 15% off. Or if you follow them on Instagram, they'll send you a 50%. Like
that is cool.
They have sales all the time. I really like this company, and I love this, so... It's, you know.
So those are your two, like, daily. Do you do in a vitamin C?
Oh, yeah. That's the one I'm using right now is the
Institutum.
Which we talked about on Forever 35. That's what I'm using during the day right now.
That's So I do a vitamin C in the morning.
In the morning, yeah.
And I use a brand called Emergen C.
Oh, like the...
Like the stuff you take
like
when
the
you...
Yes, powder.
But it's spelled different.
I feel like I've seen that.
I think you maybe...
Emergen with an I.
Emergen, like they're coming out.
Yeah.
And I got that from my dermatologist. Not my dermatologist, excuse me, facialist Courtney Chisano, who's been on our show. And they have a vitamin C serum that I really like. It feels very potent.
Mm-hmm.
It almost smells like there are little apple chunks. Not apple.
Oh, I love that.
Orange chunks in it. And it's $83.
Okay, yeah.
But for me, that feels...
It feels good.
That
it's
feels,
a good price point.
Well, it feels high.
Yeah.
Everything, I think my dream is stuff that's cheap that works really well. Does
same.
That, I don't know.
Which
that exists.
For sure.
I'm
and
still
it's your
hunting
skin
it out.
Needs. It's we're all different bodies. We're all beautiful husks.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what's going to absorb. And, you know, I have friends with the most amazing. And I go, what do you use? And they go, oh, that like apricot scrub at Rite Aid that's $4. And I'm like, get out of here, bitch. Get out of town. You know
it's
what I
true.
Mean?
Yes.
Some people just, maybe she's born with it, baby. You just got a deal.
I tried, Dory and I spoke at the Wings Camp No Man's Land, and they left these little samples of an Uma face oil. And I grabbed a couple of these samples. Guys, why am I mumbling over my words so much? This tends to be a theme for me.
Same.
And I really am enjoying the face oil. Now I have clicked online to see how much it costs.
Yeah.
It is not what I want to spend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little too high for old me, but I'm really enjoying the samples. So I'm going to have a come to
Well, here's what I'll say.
Come to Kate moment.
Here's what I'll say, because we're all about being a cheap-ass bitch on HBO.
Yeah.
Sales, sales, sales. Yes. If you can wait till November, screw them if they don't do a Black Friday sale.
No,
you know what
right.
I mean?
You're
only
right.
Evil companies don't give up. Like Sephora giving me that 15%. Don't be so cheap, Sephora. You know how much GD money you make? Give us a taste, bitch. 30. Give us a 30%. Would that kill you?
I agree.
It's and so I, bad.
Basically, I'm like funding like my child's education,
right.
But sending it to Sephora.
Right.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
So maybe Uma, you gonna have a sale or what?
Yes, and they are, I believe, kind of like a natural beauty line.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm starting into them, and then a company named Botnia.
Ooh, cute.
Sent us a serum, like a hydrating serum that I've been using at night, and they are like batch made.
I love
in
that.
Their backyard.
That's my
in,
favorite.
In the Bay Area.
I want dirt in it from the
it
backyard.
It smells like grass.
I want that.
But I just had it. I have it, and it was the kind of thing that you're saying, like, I'm just going to keep using this. I have no idea if anything's happening, but I was given this, which is very generous. Like, that has been a lovely side element of having a podcast is that someone sent us a serum. So that's what I'm up to over there in my bathroom.
I love that.
My husband at one point was like, you need to do something about all this stuff on the sink.
I mean, same.
Because it is a lot.
It's taking over my life.
It is a lot.
But I think it's like y'all have talked about this on Verve 35, but the like, if it brings you joy kind of thing, mm-hmm. get rid of it. And so that's my new thing. It's like, I hold a product in my hand and I'm like, does this bring me joy? Eh. Toss.
Yeah.
You gotta do that shower shway.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
shower shway. Get those 19 cleansers and get it down to two.
Yeah. So many.
I do too. It's getting crazy. What about you, Dory? What are we feeling these days?
I have been a devotee of this CoQ10 serum.
Yes. Speaking of great price point.
It is under $20.
Oh, yeah.
I get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's by a company called Timeless
mm-hmm.
that makes a whole range of serums. I stumbled on this serum because when I started doing IVF, they had me take CoQ10 supplements. And I was like, what even is CoQ10?
What is it? Is it for your heart?
Yeah, it's for your heart.
I feel like I've Googled it.
It's supposed to make your... It's just supposed to be good for your whole system,
yeah.
I guess. And so I'm on Amazon looking for supplements, and I type in CoQ10, and it like auto-filled to serum. And I was like...
And you're like, well, then it must be good.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, I'll put it on my face. So I've been using that for the last couple of years in the morning, and I got to say, I really like it.
And you're a repeat buyer of the CoQ10, right?
I'm a repeat buyer of the CoQ10.
That's a true testament.
Yep.
Because how much shit are we sent?
Exactly.
And like, or we just want to try everything mm-hmm. people are talking about or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, wow, that's exciting.
There's another line that I used to buy on Amazon called Amara Organics.
Oh, yeah, I know Amara.
Mm-hmm.
I have their retinoid, retinoid serum.
Yeah, so I used to use their vitamin C and their retinol serum. I can't use their retinol anymore because I'm pregnant. And I never,
But that baby would look snatched.
Right.
That's a joke. Doctors, again, not a doctor.
But I think Amara Organics makes really great products at a great price point. Their stuff is also like under $20.
Yeah, I have their C and their retinoid too.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Amara. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Hello.
Very exciting. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to reveal here right now how I've been not washing my hair. I only wash my hair once a week.
Oh, no. This is a hot topic.
This is a hot topic, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, your hair both looks clean. When was the last time y'all both washed your hair?
I actually showered. I washed my hair this
today.
Morning.
I did, too. I exercised and it had been
But
since...
I hadn't washed it in 2 or 3 days.
Me
okay,
too.
Yeah.
I washed my hair Tuesday morning, flew on a plane cross country, didn't wash it yesterday. Exercised this morning and then washed it.
So are y'all about every 2 to 3 days?
Yes.
But I used to be an everyday person.
Same. Me too.
Every
Same.
Single day.
Same.
And I couldn't break myself of the habit. And then I finally, when I stopped working full time, I just kind of got lazier. And then I was like, oh, this is starting to work for me.
Yeah, you don't need it.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
And I think I've finally trained my hair to not need the everyday wash.
But your hair looks great.
Yeah. Oh, well, this
and it has a wave.
When did you last wash your
hair? I washed my hair Tuesday night, but only because I had an audition yesterday.
Fair.
If it wasn't for that, I would have kept going because it's like at this time, it's like a game for me. Like, I'm like, how far can I go?
But do you shower and just not wash?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I shower or I bathe and I don't wash.
Yeah.
But here's, I know one of you just said train your hair. And I know that sounds so twatty, but it's true.
Okay. No, you have to.
You got to train your hair. It sounds crazy. Yep. I know we sound like kooky California white ladies.
Which we are. Let's own that.
You know, guilty as charged. 100%. But it's so true.
Yeah.
Well, the showering for me, it was like a waking up thing. Like, yes. I needed it in the morning. And actually, recently I've been wondering if I want to start showering. The idea of going to bed really clean started to sound appealing.
I love bed hygiene.
Yeah, I'd never thought about bed hygiene before. So I might
switch it
tonight.
Yeah.
But
then your hair's wet if you wash.
I think, well, Dory also gave me a very intense shower cap as a present.
I love that.
And from Vancouver, is that correct, Dory?
Yeah, I got it at Miniso.
I brought my Tossie. Oh, y'all know about the Tossie?
Yes, because is that the one on Allison Becker's episode that you talked about?
Yeah.
That's something I've been meaning to buy for like 2 years since I listened to it. This thing looks amazing.
This is like, I would die without this at this point.
You do want to put it on
now? I'll demo!
I just want to see.
I'll demo, bitch!
Because truly, I heard this and I was like, I need this because the thing, oh yeah.
So basically, it cradles your hair so it doesn't mess it up. Because for me, it's my bangs. It's bangs.
Bangs are
hair.
A thing.
If you have like a cute hair and you put it back in a little scrunchie or whatever to wash your hair, you're going to take it out and it's going to have a kink.
Yeah.
Your bangs are going to be messed up. This pulls it all back and it cradles it so it doesn't mess it
Where
up.
Where can I get that?
Amazon.
That's
bitch!
An Amazon. Okay. I had to get on this.
Amazon, or you know, we try not to. I'm. You know how we feel about Amazon. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to slowly. I don't use it very much at all anymore.
That's good.
I used to be that lady that was like, I want something. Bam, here it is. I've really cut back on Amazon.
You just described me.
I mean, you know, it's hard out there. We're doing our best. Google Amazon employees, and then that's it. Yep, so do what you got to do.
True.
No judgment. We're all trying to live our life. But if not, Bed Bath & Beyond, any of those kind of big box stores like that have them. And they might not have the Tossie brand, but they might have an off brand.
It's great.
I love Tossie, but you know, it's great, and I love it.
And you could wear that in the bath because you're just tucking
it
all
in.
I
wear it if you do a sheet mask,
mm-hmm.
put it on. I mean, basically, that's like my new look is like sheet mask, Tossie, watching, you know, World of Dance on Hulu with my jade roller holding Chooch. It's like my perfect evening.
Can I tell you a thing I love that I like better than a jade roller?
Yeah.
Have you used an ice roller?
No.
Okay, so this is an Amazon purchase.
Okay,
I'm sure you can find it somewhere else. It's like $11.
Okay, not bad.
You keep it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. It holds its cold longer than I found than my jade roller, and it's bigger. So you kind of can't, it's a little clunky.
It's like kind of like a bulb, like bulbous.
It's not.
No, okay.
It's not. It almost looks like a mini steamroller.
Hold on, I'm going to see it.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm. Oh, I instantly.
Do you roll over your mask?
No, but after, like when I peel the mask off and I want to kind of like
seal in all that.
Seal it in.
The last time I got a facial at the Korean spa, she jade rolled over my mask.
Oh, while the mask was on.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to the Korean spa because I'm a never nude.
Oh, I've heard you talk about
this.
Yeah,
that's another story. I'll never go. It's sad almost.
You know, you can go.
To deprive myself.
I'm not gonna pressure you.
Yeah.
But if you go and you just get a facial, you can keep the robe on. You don't have to go into the pool.
My luck, she would be like, take that off, take that off.
Well, you have to, you can take it, you have to take it off when you get into her, but you like immediately get under the covers.
Right. Which I still kind of hate, but whatever. Whoa.
This thing I love so much. And I do, I'm not sure if
I'm seeing a photo of it, not so everybody knows.
Yeah, it's literally a thing that rolls on your face.
Yeah.
You can also use it on other parts of your body. So I once rolled all the way to Dory's house, just down... you know, Highland Avenue, just rolling my face and like, who cares? You know, but I think there's a little bit of lymphatic drainage that happens.
Oh, I'm all about that. I'm lymph biscuit over here. I'm trying to drain these lymph nodes all over town, okay? Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep ice rolling, rolling. You see what I did there?
It's all
Keep
coming
ice
together.
I want to write a whole album. Speaking of things we never follow through with, I want to write a whole album of Nash Boot cover songs.
The one you opened with was amazing.
Oh, which do I do? Oh, Sheryl Crow.
If it makes you happy.
I love Sheryl Crow. Oh, my God.
Well, you like, I think, a strong Texan woman.
Oh, yeah, baby. Are you strong enough to be my man? I mean, are we kidding me? Damn.
No, I mean, but Dory and I are from Boston, mm-hmm. so I feel like we have a... We do not... Do you connect with strong Texan women like singers? Is that your vibe?
Listen, Dory, play so That's hard right. You gotta by play the that Dixie Chicks on the way home.
I will play that. I do love Sheryl Crow.
Oh, I didn't know that about you. I thought you were... Liz Phair was your main guy.
I love Liz Phair,
I'm not mad at a Liz Phair moment.
But I don't know any Liz Phair.
I love Sheryl Crow.
I didn't know that, Dory. Learn a new
Tuesday
thing every
Night
day.
Music Club? Come on, it's a classic!
Are you kidding me?
Also, the story of that album is insane. You should look it up on Wikipedia.
Tuesday Night
Music Club.
It's her first, the first one with like, all I want to do is have some. Oh, her interview with Howard was fantastic.
I have heard her on Stern. Yeah,
a Stern
I do listen to Stern.
Okay, well, we got to start wrapping up, okay? I'm having a great time.
Same.
I'm starting to wonder if we should just like combine our pods and just have one.
And make a cult? Like make a commune?
This is so fun. I feel rejuvenated. As we discussed when I sat down, I've been having a little bit of a rough go, and I really feel rejuvenated.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
Yeah. Y'all are healing me. I feel like I had an ice roll go over my emotions.
Your dog is a dog ice roller. Let's just
leave
it
at that.
Look at Chooch.
Even though her belly has heat, she gives heat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her fire, her chi is fire. That's what I was told by a dog acupuncturist.
Kapha? In the Ayurvedic world, is that right? Do you do any Ayurvedic
stuff? Oh, no. You just lost me there.
Oh, okay.
My bumpkin eyes glossed over. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? What? Anyway. Oh, so I was going to talk about the hair stuff. Basically.
Oh, but yeah, what do you do? Do you dry shampoo?
I don't.
What?
I'm
it just
telling
looks that,
you.
It looks that good.
Wow.
Just
I'm telling you. Here's the two things. So I've talked about Use Me before.
Yes, I've heard you mention this.
Let me just do a spray. I'm going to take off these headphones. Oh, yeah, baby. Smell that. Is it not so fresh?
Yeah, it is.
Give a spritz.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to take my headphones off.
No pressure.
It's Daily Vitamist and Biotin.
It has six. It's like, it says all. It does all these things. It protects it from styling. It has biotin. It is just amazing. I'm not even giving it what it's due. It's just... It refreshes your hair.
So this is what you would do in the morning instead of a shower now.
This is what I do. Okay, so right when I go to bed.
There was another thing you had in there.
Yeah, I'll get that out.
Story.
Right before I go to bed, I spray just one or two, and I put my hair in the top pineapple with the scrunchie. That's how I sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That has changed everything.
Oh, you're styling your hair while you sleep.
But that, I'm telling you, I have had straight thin, lifeless hair my whole life until Jonathan Van Ness came on Natch Butte and changed my life. Putting the pineapple on the top changed everything.
Wait, can you describe how you put a pineapple on top of your
hair? Yeah, I could probably do it with my Tossie, but basically I get a satin scrunchie and I loop it through once and then it's obviously too loose, so I have to do it twice. So then I loop it through, but I just do a loop. I don't, bun it.
Uh-huh.
I don't make it really, really, really tight. You do a loose top knot, basically.
Mm.
And then when you sleep, your hair isn't pressed up against your face and your body heat, which can break it off, which can, damage your hair. It has changed everything. The growth I have had in 3 months.
Really?
I mean, I posted the photo on Instagram.
Your hair is actually really long.
But it wasn't. If you look at the photo, I'm telling you, it is changed, and I don't take biotin. Everybody on my comment was like, oh, are you taking biotin? I don't take biotin. I don't. And I'm vegan, so I'm not getting nutrients. I'm not getting protein.
I'm not getting nutrients.
I'm basically a shell of a person. So that's not diet.
Now, wait. What was the other thing that I grabbed and
this
you slapped me
IGK
away?
30,000 feet.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Look at this. I'm going to take this off, okay? Then we're going to get Sammy out of here. So this is like a volume powder spray. It's vegan, and IGK is cruelty-free. There's a lot of them that aren't, that have like a silk in them, or the company Kevin Murphy Powder Puff is one that is huge on Instagram. You see like those demos of the people, but it's unfortunate they sell in mainland China. So somebody recommended this. Shout out to whoever you are. I don't have the email in front of me, but a honey recommended this, and it fucking changed everything. So just watch this. I can't even see what I'm doing, but look at it come out. Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah, that is cool.
So it's like a little beekeeper with the little, so you just do a little like that. You just...
Oh, look at that.
But
volume.
Also,
instant volume.
But it gives you a little texture, and I really think it helps keep it clean because it's kind of
the
sandy
powder
texture.
Is soaking up something.
Yes, and I love it. So I do that like my first day, the day that I wash it, and it just stays.
Your hair looks great.
Don't I look hot?
Yeah, you do. No, your hair looks, it looks like it has a ton of body.
But, and I have no hair.
I don't, yeah, I have very thin hair.
I have none. This, combined with the Use Me Mist, has changed
I'm converted.
My hair.
I am too. This is the problem with your podcast.
I know, because then you want to buy everything.
Yeah, I mean, I actually bought a, oh God, what is it called? A new face after listening to your podcast.
Do you use it? I never use mine. I haven't used it in like a year.
Yeah, this is the thing. I think
it works, though. It's effective. If you do it, it works.
It's the time commitment and also the weird jelly you have to put on. Even though I use
aloe.
It's so tedious.
Yeah. It's like giving your face a sonogram.
Exactly.
It's really, really tedious.
You never got one, right, Dory?
I did not.
Well, you know, you dodged a bullet.
Yeah,
but now she gets to get real sonograms.
Yeah. Yeah. Not on your face.
Yeah. See if there's a baby in that face.
I mean,
it is very dewy.
It is. You look fantastic.
Oh, thanks, you
guys. I mean, you know, I want to tell all the listeners, the Forever 35 listeners, hi, thanks for visiting Nash Butte.
Hello.
These women look incredible.
Thank you, but it's
inner happiness. I'm telling you, you exude a good energy, and that's why you look snatched.
Can I ask you, though, a question about a product?
Yes, and then we've got to wrap
up.
Okay, sorry. Because I respect Sammy's time.
Yes, we do need to go. I bought two Becca things.
Yeah.
Now, is Becca...
Becca's cruelty-free.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What'd you get? Champagne pop? Highlighter? What'd you get?
I got the stuff that goes under the eyes.
Okay, yeah. And wait, Becca Aqualuminous?
Oh, fuck, I don't even know.
Is it concealer?
It's like their eye brightening stuff.
Oh, okay. Maybe I don't know that one.
And then I got this purple primer that's just that people just wear without makeup on because it gives a dew.
A little sheen, yeah.
Yeah, and I just tried them today for the first time, and I say, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm into them.
I feel like I might have that primer. I need to prime more. I need to get in that prime zone. I need to get on Amazon Prime.
But do you need to? Well, no, you don't.
Yes.
Right? But do you need to prime? Is priming actually, it just holds it longer.
Right, and my face holds makeup really well.
Yeah, so.
So that's why I don't ever prime.
Because isn't it cloggy?
It can be.
That's a makeup artist term, right?
Yes, cloggy.
Cloggy?
It can clog you up. Be careful out there. Do what you got to do. And that's what I was saying on Forever 35. Go to Sephora, get a sample. Have no fucks. Try it. If you're like, I kind of want to try a primer. I don't know if I should invest in one. Get a sample and try it before you buy it, bitch.
I think have no fucks, like circling back to exuding happiness, that is a good life mantra to dabble in.
And it's hard.
I mean, have fucks about the people that mean something to you and, you know, don't be dismissive of everything. But I think in terms of self-care.
Have no fucks.
Yes.
If someone's judging you for your sheet masks or whatever, they are sad.
100%.
They are judging because they're feeling insecure about something going on with them. And I send you love, baby, because it's rough out there. So you know what? I send a face mask out to everybody.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here.
Kindness meditation.
This has been fantastic.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Tell everybody where we can find you and your pod. Anything else y'all want to talk about, tell everybody about.
Yeah, we have a website, forever35podcast.com. Our podcast is on every podcast app. We're on Instagram at forever35podcast. And my Instagram is at Dory.
Mine's at Kate Spencer. You can buy Dory's book, Startup.
And you can buy Kate's book, Dead Moms Club.
We did it. That's us.
I mean, listen, they're slaying it.
We are slaying it.
Thank you for doing a collab with me. I emailed thinking, are they going to be down? And of course they were.
Oh, my God.
So down.
Like beyond down.
We are downtown down.
My husband came home one night and was like, Jackie Johnson was just, I think you were on his podcast.
Yeah.
And he was like, she said you should be on Nash Butte. And I was like, oh, my God. But then I was too scared to ever say anything to you because I didn't know if it was just like a chatty comment. So my dream has come true.
I've been such a fan of you, like sort of like the Tumblr story. Like I feel like I've been into you forever and finally we're best friends. And so
it happened.
See you at your house later. I'm going to be in your backyard.
You got to meet my dog.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
She's good.
Well, you know what I'm going to tell everybody? I got to tell them how to live their life. Thank you for listening to Nash Butte. Check out Forever 35. Check out my episode of Forever 35 that they let me guest on. And cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. And thank you, Sammy!
It's a good show.